我今天要与大家分享的是在马可福音。
And I'm going to share with you the Gospel of Mark.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
那也在在这段经文呢，我刚好在前天，我在我们的青少年团契，我有分享过这段经文。
So it's the same passage that I shared with the youth several days ago.
如果可能的话，我将会用中文来念一下这里面的经节，然后之后我想请哪一位麻烦您给一本圣经给我们的翻译好吗？
So we're going to read in Chinese first, and then I will read it in English.
这段经节是在马可福音第五章从二十一节开始大家请听我念。耶稣坐船又渡到那里去，就有许多人到他那里聚集，他正在海边上。有一个管会堂的人名叫艾鲁，来见耶稣，就俯伏在他脚前，再三要求他说：我的小女儿快死了，求你去按手在她身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。耶稣就和他同去，许多人跟随拥挤他。有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反而更严重了。他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来夹在众人中间摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说我只要摸着他的衣裳就必痊愈。于是他的血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中转过来说：谁摸了我的衣裳？门徒对他说：你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成就的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说：女儿，你的信救了你。
Gospel Mark chapter 5 verse 20,
平安安的去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里说：你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢？耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说：不要怕，只要信。
Gospel Mark chapter 5 verse 21. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded eagerly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands upon her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all he had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in a crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in his body that she was bleeding from her suffering. Verse 30. At once Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you," his disciple answered. "And yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done this. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, Don't be afraid, just believe.
如果大家还记得，我在去年曾经与大家分享一段经文，就在第五章的前半段。
So if you remember, last year I had shared the first part of this passage with you, last year.
实际上，耶稣在那个时候那一代的事工，他是非常忙碌的。
So as a matter of fact, Jesus was very busy to.Go on his ministry around that region.
因为大家都要找他，想听他讲道，也要看他行医治的神迹。
Because the crowd desired to be healed by the power of Jesus, and also they would like to see the miracle Jesus would perform.
但是就在大家都要等待，在需要他的时候，他突然离开了加利利海岸这一边。
So to the amazing of the crowd.When people are waiting for him, all of a sudden he departs from the crowd.
因为他心里有一个负担，他要去拯救一个被鬼附的人。
Because Jesus at that moment had a special calling that he would go to a place to heal a woman.
Demon-possessed man.
A demon-possessed man.
结果就当他去在那边花一段时间的时候。这一边的海岸已经挤满了人，正在等待耶稣赶快来。
So as he was departing, the crowd was grew larger and larger, waiting for him to speak to them.
这可是耶稣当耶稣一回来的时候。
So when Jesus came back,
海岸已经挤满了人，正在等待耶稣。
So the shore has been crowded with people awaiting him to speak.
但是这个时候有一个管会堂的人他特别的紧急。
So at that moment, one of them, who is the ruler of the synagogue, has a very strong desire to meet Jesus.
Urgent desire.
Urgent desire.
他这时候遇到耶稣说耶稣。
So when he met Jesus, he said, Lord Jesus,
你赶快。
Please be hurry.
我女儿快死了。
Because my daughter is about to die.
这个时候，全部的人都已经涌着耶稣，很多人都需要他。
So at that moment, all the crowd are in need of Jesus. Were in need of Jesus, and then will crowd against him.
但是耶稣也知道这管会堂他心里的紧急，耶稣就跟着这管会堂人准备要到管会堂的人家里面去医治他的女儿。
But Jesus truly realized the urgency of this synagogue ruler, and he followed him to his house.
结果就在这个时候
，right at that moment，
那个管会堂的人他的名字叫做艾鲁。
So The ruler of the synagogue by the name of Jairus.
真的好高兴，终于找到耶稣了。
So he was very excited. Finally, I found Jesus.
我的女儿有救了。
So my daughter will be healed.
他高兴得不得了，耶稣，你赶快，你赶快。
So he was overjoyed and said, Jesus, come quick and quick.
结果没想到就在那个时候。
So to everybody's amazement,
塞车了，堵车了。
And it was a so-called traffic congestion.
就是好像今天我们应该邱牧师来到我们当中呢。
Just like Pastor Chiu should have been here now, but because of the traffic congestion,
我们都等待他能够给我们一些属灵的喂养。
So we're waiting for the spiritual instruction from him.
但是莫名其妙的是完全未知的一个情况底下，结果他塞住了。
But unexpectedly, he couldn't come.
但是这个情况，这个时候塞住的情况，更是让艾鲁觉得是不可思议的是， 这个是他可以控制的情况底下，但是人就是偏偏塞住耶稣，不让耶稣到他自己的家里面医治他的女儿。
So the Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, was a little bit worried because even though Jesus is willing to go to his house, but look at the crowd, they are blocking the way.
就在这个时候
，So at that very moment,
这个所有拥挤耶稣的人里面有一个女人。
So among the crowd there was a woman.
她也知道耶稣可能有一个非常紧急的任务要去爱鲁的家。
So this woman too knew that Jesus was in a hurry and has a very urgent mission.
她自己心里默默祷告。
And then this lady prayed to God silently.
也许我只要碰到耶稣的衣角就够了。
Ah, maybe I just touch his.Edge of his garment, it is enough for me.
结果当他一摸的时候
，So as she touched Jesus' clothes,
他花了十二年，他在他身上病了十二年的疾病，他突然感觉马上得到医治了。
So the disease that inflicted her for 12 years, she felt that suddenly it was gone.
这时候耶稣问了一件很奇怪的事，他说谁摸了我？
So Jesus asked a question which is out of people's common sense. Who touched me?
诶，奇怪，周遭都是人啊。
So every people are everywhere. Why you ask that question?
那门徒觉得耶稣你问这句话有点莫名其妙，不是大家都在碰你吗？
So the disciple also amazed why Jesus raised such a question.
耶稣不，耶稣说不，有一个人碰了我。使我的能力流到他身上了。
But Jesus, no, no, because I feel that one person touched me, and I also feel there's some energy flowing out of my body.
我读到这边的时候，有一个很深的感触。
So when I read up to this point, I have a very strong feeling.
我们今天很多人都对宗教有一些兴趣。
So I know that many people have interest in religions.
我们大家也许到圣诞节的时候也想参加一些有关基督教的活动。
So maybe during the Christmas you would like to participate in some Christian activities.
或者说我们看见名讲员，我们想去听他讲耶稣的东西。
Or maybe there's some famous speakers coming. I would like to hear what he ought to say.
我们像这一群人，我们都想拥挤耶稣，都想去碰碰耶稣。
So to this kind of people is just like the crowd. They,Everyone want to touch Jesus.
感染一下这个基督教的气息。
And just to feel the atmosphere of Christianity.
但是这些人，当他碰耶稣的时候
，But when all this crowd when they touch Jesus,
他生命没有变化。
And their life had not been transformed.
但是有一个人，他生命变化了。
But there's one exception.
这个人他说一碰，他说他能力就进来了。
So this person upon touching Jesus, energy flow out from Jesus.
实际上，我相信耶稣也都知道，耶稣可以继续往前走去爱鲁家。
So of course Jesus knew this. He could have just proceed toward the home of Jairus.
但是耶稣就要停下来，他说有人碰了我。
But Jesus deliberately stopped and then said.Somebody touch me.
然后耶稣停下的目的是要那个人跑到前面来做一个见证。
So the reason why Jesus stopped right there is with the hope that this person who touched her will come forward to witness what Jesus had done on her life.
我觉得耶稣实际上对我们幕后这些信徒、这些愿意认识耶稣、愿意认识圣经的人，他要给我们一个信息。
So actually, this passage.And God give us a very important message.
我们一直在拥挤在教会，在拥挤在基督教的文化，拥挤在耶稣这个名在旁边，一点用都没有。
So we crowd at the peripheral of Christianity. We want to hear Jesus and what the famous preacher say, but all these are useless.
除了一个人。耶稣要把他叫他出来，他说：“你做个见证，让世世代代以后的人知道 什么时候才是一个真正的一个生命的转变？
Unless the Holy Spirit transformed this person and Jesus called this person out to bear witness to the transformation of this person's life.
我相信碰耶稣的人，他们生命当中也有很多需要的。
So I believe that all those people come to see Jesus and touch him have lots of need in their life.
也许他们身体有疾病。
Maybe they have a health problem.
也许他们家庭有问题，工作有问题，他们的人生方向有问题，他们需要听到耶稣的教导。
Maybe they have problem with the family and their workplace, or maybe they are lost in the direction of their life.
他们来，也碰到耶稣了。
Yes, they came and touched Jesus.
但是他生命没有改变。
But the question is.Whether their life has been transformed and changed or not.
为什么这个女人的生命改变呢？
Now, why this woman's life transformed?
为什么？
Why?
耶稣说了答案。耶稣说什么？
But Jesus gave us an answer from the scripture.
这个女人为什么得到医治了？
Why this woman got healed?
她信。
Your faith make you well.
也许他对耶稣的认知不是很正统。
Maybe she doesn't have a understanding of Jesus in a orthodox way.
他觉得只要摸衣服就够了。
And she just thought that once I touch the hem of Jesus' garment would be enough.
但是他信一件事情。
But she believed one thing.
她相信这一位有能力，她这一位是从天上来的。
She believed that Jesus has power, and he came from heaven.
然后她愿意谦卑，她说：“我信了，我现在生命我已经到这个地步了，我就摸你吧。”
So she humbled herself and willing to lower herself and then taking a faith of action. Action of faith.
我想我们信主，有些人信了一段时间。
So I believe many of us have been believing Jesus for quite a long time.
我们都很渴望我们生命有改变。
So we long for the transformation of our life ourselves.
实际上，我现在正在讲台的时候，我很同情这个血漏的女人。
So even I'm preaching this message, I have a great compassion for this hemorrhaging lady.
因为我现在自己身体也可能正在有内出血。
Because I too have the similar problem. I have an internal bleeding.
然后这个女人她跑到耶稣说：“耶稣，我12年我把家里所有的钱全部花光了。”
So this lady came to Jesus with an urgent cry. I have this disease for 12 years and I spent all I had.
耶稣，我没有办法，我只能来到你面前。
So I'm helpless. The only thing I can do is come to you.
但是你刚刚医治了我。
But you just healed me.
你叫我出来，你知道，我就来做见证。
You call me out and want me to testify you.
其实这个经文已经说得很白了，血漏的女人啊。
So actually, this passage is very plain for us to understand.
如果大家是女士的，你有血漏，你好意思在公众面前说吗
？So for the women, if you have hemorrhage, you willing to just publicly announce your problem?
但是这个女人愿意谦卑说：“主，你医治了我，你既然问，我就出来讲吧。
”But this woman humbled herself. Since you asked me to do that, I obey.
耶稣不单单要医治她的身体。他要医治他的心灵。
And Jesus not only healed her physical body, but also make his spirit and soul well.
耶稣要他讲。
And Jesus want her to speak.
你知道，如果一个人你把十二年你所有的积蓄去医治身体上一个疾病医不好。
So just imagine if you are a person who have been sick for 12 years and you spend all your money, what would you think?
你多失望啊。
And then, if it doesn't happen, it will be a great disappointment.
你多绝望啊。
So this is a very great despair.
我想也里面有很多的苦读，觉得很不公平啊。
So maybe you have a bitterness to God and saying, God, you're not fair.
我知道很多的家庭，也许是因为你的身体，你花了很多很多的钱，很多很多的精力，结果医不好。
And I also can imagine many some family maybe you have certain disease and spend all the money, but to no avail.
或者说你家庭的关系跟你父母的关系，或者说你原生家庭的一些苦读，或者是你现在的家庭关系，你已经投资了一切，你就是修补不好。
So maybe the interrelationship among your family members, with your wife, with your family, with your father, and you spend a lot of effort, but the restoration never happened.
但是耶稣说你来告诉大家发生什么事。
But Jesus said, "Come and just simply tell the people what had happened."
你知道，当这个女人一做见证的时候，她里面也释放了吗
？So when this woman bare witnesses to testify Jesus, and he was set free inside.
我实在脑中有很多的见证，我很难跟大家一一的陈述。
So as a matter of fact, I have a lot of personal testimonies, but.Because of the time, I am not very easy to tell everyone of them to you.
我知道几位妻子，她为她的婚姻上面受了很大的折磨。
And I know there are some wives have been tormented by the husband or the family member and was feeling hopeless.
当他们家被耶稣改变成为一个基督化的家庭的时候
，But when Jesus transformed The family.
这几个妻子敢在台上做见证，说出她家庭过去的一些伤痛。
So these few wives have the courage to come forward to bear testimony and saying how miserable they were.
耶稣要他讲，因为当你讲的时候，你就把以前的苦读跟不公平借着见证的时候，把一个负面的东西变成一个正面的东西。
So speak out your testimony is very important because by doing so, then all the bitterness, all the sorrow will be released and then you will be set free.
过去的伤痛成为一个神国的见证。
So the past hurt become a testimony for the kingdom.
你不讲出来。
If you keep it to yourself,
你只是会觉得，哎，现在情况变好了，很幸运。
And then you just said, "Oh, it's a very fortunate for me."
但是，一想到以前的事情，又隐隐作痛。
But when your memory go back to the past, then you become bitter again.
所以，马上又跑到一个负面的一个情绪底下。
And then you move into a negative mindset.
耶稣就是要这个女人，她说。我要你做见证，使你从里到外都得到健康。
So Jesus' purpose for this woman is come and speak your testimony, so that from inside to outside you will make a new.
这个女人做正做见证的时候
，So as this woman and spoke her testimonies.
我不知道，如果你是艾鲁的话，你那个时候感觉是怎么样
？So let's go back to the story. If you are the ruler of the synagogue, and then Jesus on his way to come to my house, and this woman interrupt her journey, what would you think?
艾鲁一定看表，耶稣来不及了，你还在跟这个女人讲话，来不及了。
And then Iru said, "Okay, it's maybe too late. You still talking to this woman?"
但是耶稣说，我要这个女人得医治，从里到外非常的重要。
But Jesus said, it's very important. I want to transform this woman from inside to outside.
但是我想这艾鲁也快急哭了，来不及了，拜托啊。
And Iru said, please, Jesus, I'm crying.
刚讲完的时候。
And heaven said this.
艾鲁的仆人从家里跑来。
And then the servant of this ruler came forward to talk Jesus.
跟艾鲁还有耶稣那一帮人说不用来了。
And then he said to the people around Jairus and also Jesus that there's no need to come.
来不及了。
Too late.
您做过艾鲁吗
？So have you been in the same shoe as Jairus?
我们有时候祷告神啊，神求你赶快出现。
So many times we pray, Jesus, come, come to help me.
因为我现在经历一个非常紧急的一个情况，我需要你来拯救。
I'm experiencing a very extreme difficult situation, and I need you urgently.
结果神没有出现。
But Jesus did not show up.
你也不懂。
So you don't understand.
然后你旁边的人跟你说不用求了。不要接耶
稣，已
经来不及了。不是我们不相信耶稣，但是现在实际情况就是来不及了。你可以请耶稣回家了。我很爱耶稣，这个时候跟艾鲁说一句话。
So I really love what Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue.
我念一次，请大家重复好吗
？So I would like to repeat it with me.
那个时候，耶稣对艾鲁说：“不要怕，一起来讲，只要信。”
Jesus said, "Fear not, but believe."
我们害怕
，We are afraid.
因为我们看见客观的环境，觉得不可能。
Because we see the impossibility of the objective environment.
我们害怕。
We fear.
因为我们相信的人已经告诉我们，已经说已经太晚了。
Because the people whom I put my trust in, all of them told me that it's too late.
但是耶稣一而再，再而三，一直跟我们说，不要怕，只要信。
But Jesus repeatedly told us that, "Fear not, but believe."
我们看时间好像不对。
So we see the timing according to our timetable is not right.
但是耶稣也要跟我们一件事讲一件事。
But God really, Jesus really want to tell us one thing.
他是时间的主。
Because He is the Lord of time.
只要我们相信。
So as long as We believe in him.
他就把我们从地上的情况拉到天上，超过时间。
So he could rescue us from the situation of this earthly environment and elevate it to heaven that supersedes the limitation of time.
我们害怕吗
？Do you afraid?
神说不要怕，只要信。
But Jesus, do not be afraid.
我要把你超过，拉出超过时空。
And I have to.Elevate you to go above the space-time.
当耶稣到艾鲁家的时候
，So when Jesus finally reached the house of Jairus,
他的女儿已经死了
，and his daughter already dead.
耶稣还是医治了他，他活过来。
Jesus restored his life, her life.
我想这两个故事当中都告诉我们一件事情。
So these two stories deliver the same message.
我们要真正经历神吗
？Do you want to personally experience God?
我们要信入圣经所讲的话。
So we have to believe in what the Bible, what the Scripture has said.
我们遇见不可能，觉得时间已经不允许的事情。
So when we see the impossibility.That time does not allow.
我们要相信一件事情。
So we have to believe one thing.
时间在耶稣的手中。
Time is at the hands of our Lord Jesus.
有一些事情没有成就，不按着我们的时间表成就，是有耶稣他特别的旨意。
So some people may not happen according to our own timetable, but it is the will of God.
当耶稣没有及时的来到艾鲁家的时候
，So when Jesus did not come to Jairus' house on time，
他成就了一件事情
，And he achieved one thing，
让这个女人从里到外得了拯救
，So that is he transformed the life from inner to outer
of the woman who bled，
who got healed，
这个女人。了解一件事情，当他愿意口做见证的时候
，So this woman realized one important thing. As long as she's willing to bear testimony for God,
他里面得到医治
，Then his inner life get purified.
他的见证也影响到后人。
And also his testimony influenced other people around her.
这个管家也认识一件事，艾鲁也认识一件事情。
And also the housekeeper and also his master Jairus also realized one thing.
耶稣之所以要迟
，And the reason why Jesus procrastinated
是要让他对耶稣的全能有一个更深的了解。
Have a greater purpose that want them to understand Jesus might.
愿意我们在当中生活上有困难的。
So I pray that for those who have difficulty in your existential life.
我们紧紧抓住耶稣。
So we have to grasp Jesus.
信入他所讲的话。
Believe in his words.
不然的话
Otherwise,
我们可以让旁边的人一直拥挤耶稣。
So you just like the crowd around Jesus, they may just be there.
他们可以拥挤耶稣从海岸边一直到艾鲁家，最后还是进不了艾鲁家，看到里面发生什么事。
So they can crowd around Jesus and even follow him to the house of Jairus, but they were not able to enter into the house.
我们也永远是想不通耶稣是怎么回事。
So we never fully understand and comprehend the words and work of God.
只有我们谦卑来到耶稣面前。
As long as you are humble in the presence of Jesus.
当他要我们做见证，我们就做见证。
So when he call us to bear witnesses, we just obey and do it.
当他要我们等待，我们就等待。
So when Jesus want us to wait.And we just wait.
当我们他要我们一直跟着他，我们就一直跟着他。
So when Jesus asked me to follow him, we just follow him.
这个时候，真正那一圈人才发现耶稣是怎么样的一个人。
So at that only at that moment, the crowd will discover what kind of man this Jesus was.
因为我们每一个人都对耶稣有个渴望，说耶稣，你不要走，我要一直跟着你。
So my prayer for hope is that everyone has the desire to call out to Jesus. Jesus, don't go away. I need you. I follow you.
我记得我哥哥曾在这边做一个见证。
So remember, my brother had one time bear a testimony here.
他有一个朋友，我自己也认识。
So he had a friend whom I also know.
我记得这个朋友，我们每次去做礼拜的时候，他都坐在。都在礼拜堂里面做礼拜。
So I remember, my brother remember that every time when we have a Sunday service, and he was there.
但是呢，他总是跟我们说，他每次做礼拜的时候，脑海里面都在计算他的 mortgage 要还有股票怎么分配。
So, but he was very honest. He said every time when I come to church, my mind is not focused on your message, but focused on the stock market and my financial situation.
所以他一脑二用，他实际上身体在教会，但是头脑里面想的是股票跟
so even though,
跟他的 mortgage 啊、跟他的房子贷款。
Even though he physically is sitting in the chair of one of the pew, but his mind is a double-minded. On one hand, he just sit there and listen. On the other hand, he was focused on his financial portfolio.
几年下来
so several years went by quickly.
突然有一天他跟我哥哥说
So all of a sudden one day this person talked to my brother.
他说他爱上耶稣了
And he said Brother Joe, I love Jesus now.
他说那个爱的到一个地步是就像以前我爱女朋友那样子爱
So the love is so intense and very much like I love my girlfriend when before I get married.
然后我哥哥说，哇，这个那么混的人居然也可以爱耶稣。
So my brother was surprised. Even this man can love Jesus.
然后我哥哥就下定决心。
So my brother will make a deliberate decision.
他说这个人都可以变成这样子，我一定要每天花几个小时亲近耶稣，我不让他走。
So if this man such as him, can change and love Jesus, I would rather spend time, several hours a day, a week, and to discipleship him.
他就天天花很多时间读圣经。
So this man become a frequent Bible reader.
到最后过一段时间，他跟我说，我哥哥跟我说
and eventually my brother told me
他爱上耶稣。
Oh, this man really loved Jesus.
No, my brother said to me, I love Jesus now. 我听了
I listen.
我说那我也要这样子爱耶稣。
So I too have to love Jesus.
各位弟兄姊妹，你也可以成为爱鲁，你也可以成为这个血肉的女人。
So brothers and sisters, you could become Jairus and you become this hemorrhaging woman.
你就一直跟着耶稣不放，他会把你带到内室的。
So very simple, you just follow Jesus tenaciously and eventually Jesus will lead you into an inner chamber.
因为我们借着我们的信心与耶稣有个更亲密的交通。
So maybe all have aVery intimate relationship through our faith in Him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
亲爱的耶稣。
And dear Lord Jesus.
我知道在座有一些人想开始想亲近你，要更认识你。
So I know that some among us want to come near to you and want to come to know you better.
愿意你亲自对他们说话。
May you personally speak to them.
主，我知道这些人他心里很明白我现在的祷告。
So I believe these people really understand what I'm going to pray.
愿意你的能力就留到他们身上。
May your power remain in them.
主，对于我们这些已经认识你一段时间的。
So for those who already know you, the Christians,
主，让我们再次明白你是掌管时间的主。
So let us renew our understanding that you are the God who governs time.
让求主再次把我们提升到我们所面对环境之上。
May God transcend us above the limitation of time.
我们谢谢你。
And thank you, Lord.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
And this we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.